I have a Talmud who calls me periodically in the States, different issues that are all ala perik. He's a very well thought out, intelligent person. And I don't know if he gets anything out of it, but every time he calls, I always get a lot out of the conversation. Last year, I think it was a little after the summer, before. So he called me up, wanted to talk about a meeting that they had in this community, put together by the Mesilah organization. I don't know if anybody knows what the Mesilah organization is. Now I do. Mesilah is basically trying to teach people to do things that for generations have been perfectly obvious. Like, for instance, if you have a credit card, so you have to have money in your account to be able to pay for that which you charged on your credit card. And that if you're overdrawn in the bank, so then the interest spikes. And if you let it go too far, so then they'll come and take your car away and your house away. And you can destroy your life like that. And since people get themselves into trouble more and more these days, so someone put together an organization to educate the greater public to make sure that you have enough money to cover your chovos, cover your bills. And this guy says to me, you know, I felt so vindicated. Because this has been bothering me forever. You know, people just live with reckless abandon and they're not worried about the practicalities of life. And here, every single thing one of the presenters was saying, it resonated. I felt, somebody agrees with me. I don't remember the details of the story, though, but he said that there was one thing that bothered him. And that somehow, one of the rabbanim in the community was asked about it, b'shas maisa, shlo b'shas maisa. He said, yeah, right. But if I would have lived like that, I never would have made it in Kollel, and I never would have been in Eretz Yisrael, and I never would have. To which somebody asked him, okay, but how do you get away with this taina, and how do you get away with that taina, and how do you answer this thing that the guy said? And the guy was bothered by the fact, he said, that the Rav did not really have an answer. So what do you do in a situation like that? Who's right? Mesilah organization or the Rav who can't articulate why he knows that what he did is right, but he can't explain why? So I was a good diplomat, and I said, they're both right. Of course you have to be fiscally responsible. Of course you have to be responsible with your finances. But on the other hand, the Rav was also right. And the fact that he can't articulate it, okay. If he didn't see it, his mazel saw it. And sometimes we intuitively know that something is true, even though we can't necessarily put our finger on exactly why it is. Parshas Pinchas starts out with the reward of Pinchas. Pinchas is the kanoi. Tachas asher kine lelekov eichaper al bnei Yisrael. The Rosh Yeshiva is fond of saying that kanos is not the wild-eyed zealot who comes in with a spear, looks like a comic book character. Kanos is something that's rare and hard to find. Kanoyas kinosi, Rashi says, benikmoyas nikmosi. He's a person who avenges Hashem's honor. The Mesilas Yesharim says, what's kina? Shia adam mekane l'shem kodshai. A person is jealous. A person is angry for Hashem. Soineyes misanov. He hates the people who are Hashem's enemies. U'mishtadel achniam b'mashi yuchal. And he makes the effort to lower them as much as he can. Kanos means that I live with a passion to take care of Hashem's honor. And that's what Pinchas did. Pinchas was tachas asher kinei lelekav vaychaper al bnei Yisrael. Pinchas does the most violent, the most bloody of acts, and what's his reward? His reward is that he zeicha lochein ani noisen loy as brisi shalom, my covenant of peace, the covenant of kahuna. Aaron HaKohen is the Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. Aaron HaKohen is Sifsei Kohen Yishmru Das. Peaceful people, the Kohen. So a violent act gets you the bris of peace. Why? Because in order to bring things back to the center, sometimes you have to be extreme. You go through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Maisa of Pinchas, Zimri, Cosby is talked about at great length, you find some very interesting things. First of all, it always strikes me is that the whole story, Moshe Rabbeinu forgets the halacha, and Pinchas comes and tells him the halacha, and what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to him? Go do it? No. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Karyana Degrusa Iula Havi Parvanka. The guy who reads the letter, see, he should be the agent to carry it out. He says a very poetic statement, but he doesn't tell him what to do. That's number one. Number two, there's a group of halachas that are brought down in the Gemara, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Habali Malech Ein Merid Lo. First of all, you never tell a person to go out and do a Maisa Pinchas. He wants to kill Zimri? Do it on your own. Number two. She'im pirish Zimri v'hargai Pinchas. Here comes Pinchas with his spear. He's ready to get into action. All of a sudden, Zimri says, okay, change my mind. And in his haste, he kills him anyway. He's chayev misa. So it's dangerous business. To do this Maisa Kanos, he's risking his own life. Because if one split second before Zimri pulls away, Pinchas is dead. And the third thing, Nepach Zimri v'hargoy l'Pinchas, let's say that Zimri, while he's in the act, he decides, forget about it. He turns over, pulls out his revolver, and blows away Pinchas. Right or wrong? Right. He's allowed to do it. Ein neragalav. Shaharei roidev. Aye, how could you be a roidev if you're doing something which is sanctioned by halacha? So some rishonim say that it's a mitzvah, but it's not al das beis din. So therefore, there's a different level of justice, and therefore you're considered to be a roidev, at least to the one you're trying to kill. And the Rosh says that it's a rishus, it's not a mitzvah. Maisa Kanos is a rishus, we don't consider it to be a mitzvah. But be that as it may, what you see here is an amazing thing. Pinchas is doing something which may be a great zechus. And it was a great zechus. But Teyatzer Magefa. And Pinchas becomes a kain. But on the other hand, he's taking his life in his hands. If he's one split second too late, he's dead. If Zimri decides to protect himself, he's dead. And no one's going to protect him. So isn't that suffik kuach nefesh? You're putting yourself in a highly dangerous situation in order to do a mitzvah? Perhaps that's why it's halach vein merin came. Perhaps that's why you're not allowed to give the advice. You want to take your life in your own hands in order to do something noble, wonderful. I can't tell you to do it. But it's just very interesting that there is this halachic category of doing something which is potentially great and yet at the same time highly dangerous. And that's what we call halacha v'ein merin kein. Going back to my friend on the telephone, so we spoke about the issue. And the way that I would break it down is that really there are two types of people in this world. There are the people that I would call pragmatists who try to live by ideals. That means that they're very practical people. They make their life's decisions as to whether things are going to make sense and whether they're going to be able to stay in the black and not go into the red. You got to be practical. You have ideals. You want to be a good person. You aspire to greatness in Torah and mitzvahs. Wonderful. As long as it's practical. But practicality comes first. And that's safe. You don't get burnt that way. You don't go overdrawn in the bank. But then there are other people. The other people are idealists with an eye toward practicality. They are people who have such a passion to grow great in their Avodas Hashem, in their Torah and Yerushalayim, that hagam that you have to be practical, hagam that you've got to take care of things, but that's the secondary consideration. My passion drives me, and now I have to make sure that it's going to work. And that's Pinchas. You can't tell anybody, go and kill Zimri. You can't go tell anybody, yeah, that's the halacha. Go ahead, take a spear and kill Zimri. Why? He might turn over and kill you. Karyana de igrisa ilahave parvanka. If you get it, then go do it yourself. If you're that driven, if you're that idealistic, so then go do it yourself. Be practical. Make sure you stay out of his shooting range. Make sure that you don't kill him after he was perished already. But that idealism, that kanos, it has to come by itself. And the truth of the matter is that nothing in this world which is great is really built without that type of idealism. You don't even have to go into Kodesh. Take the state of Israel. We're going to have a state of Israel. Secular state of Israel. We're going to be self-supporting. Never was. Still isn't. Greatest schnorrer institution in the state and in the history of mankind, most probably. It's one big kelo, one big shtiebel. But it's got to be. We got to have a Jewish state to do it. Where's the money going to come from? We'll worry about that afterwards. B'nai Brak. Chazanush stood on top of a mountain. We're going to have saplings of Torah all over the place. The Panovich Rav. We're going to replace all the yeshivas in Europe. You're an old beaten up man. You just lost everything in the Holocaust. It's practical? No, you have a dream. Where's the money going to come from? Don't worry about it. We'll work, we'll be practical, we'll work it out, but first let's start. In a certain way, so we're learning now also in the sugya, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There are Yechidei Segula. There are people. Who look first towards ideals. A life of Yerushalayim, a life of Limud HaTorah. And of course, worry about the eventualities and practicalities, but it's not the starting point. L'maisa, everybody has to be practical. Harbi Yasu Ke Rabbi Shmuel, V'Also B'Yadam. It's the safest way to go. And you don't try to do tricks. And the real diehard Rav Shimon Bar Yochai people that you have in the world today, very few and far between. But on the other hand, there is a nekuda that each one of us can learn from this story, from the phone call. There is no shul that was ever built There is no community that was ever built. There is no Jewish country that was ever built. There is nothing great in Torah or in anything that was ever built without first having a huge ideal and then afterwards backing up and making sure that it's practically viable. And therefore, in a certain level, all of our life's decisions, and each one has to decide for themselves, because it's a halach of ein merin kein, as to how much of an idealist you want to be and how much of a practicalist you want to be. As Hashem, each one of you should be able to live your lives, alpi your ideals, and not to be afraid sometimes to take a risk, to stick your neck out. But no one can tell you to do it. It has to be something that a person feels a passion and he decides to do it on his own. Should all have a good Shabbos.